Welcome to Sanhedrin, Parakhes, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 8, Mishnah 6. Because the Mishnah previously spoke about the Ben Sora Remora, or the wayward child, that we terminate his life early so that he doesn't become even that much more evil and wicked, the Mishnah now says a similar case of somebody who it is permitted for us to act earlier so that we prevent the eventual cause. Says the Mishnah, Haba b'machteres, if a fellow is tunneling into your house, they're breaking into your house, Nidon al shem sofel. The law is that we judge him because of what he eventually would do. Which means to say the following, if someone is tunneling in, they know that if they encounter someone, that person is going to try to stop them. Therefore, they come in, prepare to eliminate that person, to kill that person. Therefore, the Torah says that you could kill that person, you could kill that thief who's tunneling in before he has a chance to kill you. So that's another situation where the Torah teaches us that we can kill somebody because what that person eventually do. In just a few additional laws on this, that it's not only the homeowner that's allowed to kill him, someone else too. If you see someone else breaking in and you know someone's home, and there's a possibility that that person is going to, God forbid, kill the homeowner, not just a possibility, you're sure about that, the law is that you have to, or you can, eliminate him so that he does not do anything to the homeowner. However, let's say you're not sure. For example, if a father is breaking into his son's property, that his son will not, the father will not kill the son. In that situation, the Torah tells us that you're not actually allowed to kill the intruder because you don't know that they're actually going to kill, and chances are they won't, because a parent would not kill a child. The Mishnah continues with an interesting case. Let's say someone is tunneling in. They're breaking into a guy's basement, and on the way in, they smash a barrel of wine or anything else. Im yesh lo damim. If it's a situation where you're allowed to kill them, it's a random intruder that's breaking in, and we saw previously, you're allowed to kill that fellow before he does anything to the people in the house. Then the law is that, I'm sorry, I said it out of the order. Im yesh lo damim, if the fellow has blood, that means to say you're not allowed to kill him. Let's say it's a father that's tunneling in to break into his son's property, or it's somebody who would not kill. If they broke in, then the law is they have to pay for the chavis, they have to pay for the barrel. But says the Mishnah, Ein lo damim, let's say it's a person who does not have blood, I mean someone who you're permitted to kill, let's say someone that you're concerned is going to hurt the homeowner, therefore you're permitted to kill them. If they break something, even if they don't end up killing the homeowner, they're not liable. Let me explain. So we have a rule in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara and the Talmud, Mishnah, that which means to say the following. If someone does a crime that has two punishments, so for example, somebody stabs someone, and he stabs him through his Armani suit. So he tears the Armani suit, and he also kills the fellow. There's really two punishments here that he needs to have. Number one, he needs to be killed because he killed someone, and he also really should pay for the Armani suit. But the Torah teaches us that you only get the stricter of the two punishments, and therefore the fellow is just put to death, but he doesn't have to pay for the Armani suit. In this case as well, because at the very moment that he was tunneling into the house, he was could have been killed. So that is the stricter of the two punishments. So if he breaks something, he doesn't have to pay for it. But if let's say he was breaking in, and it was not a situation where the fellow could be killed, if so, he's responsible to pay for the object, because you can't say that he had the stricter of the two punishments. Wishing you a wonderful, successful, and productive upcoming week.